hour to get in this place. It's been about 2 hours.
Here we are at the post office.
Boy, look at this crowd.
Now, Gracie, at what window did you mail the packages?
Well, let me see now. Look for a handsome clerk with blue eyes, blonde mustache, and striped lipstick. He's got a sort of
a striped lipstick?
Well, yes. That's in the kind of I kissed him through the bars.
Well, let's stand at the end of this line.
Don't push!
Don't push! Don't push!
Don't push!
Don't push!
Don't push!
Who's pushing?
Well, we'll never get to that window. I had to give you the scripts.
Say, George. George, I know how to get in front of this line.
With all these men?
Oh, yes.
Never.
Well, just watch me. Look, here comes Teddy Lamar.
Hey, 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 hey.
Next. Who's first in line?
I am.
Oh, what a day. Have we been rushed? Do you know, miss, that today I sold 1,001-cent stamps?
Well, if I were you, I'd sell 3-cent stamps.
Why?
Well, you meet a better class of people.
Oh, have I been busy? I've been standing on my feet since 7 o'clock this morning.
Oh, you must be tired. Why don't you let me stand on them for a while?
Gracie, ask her about the packet.
What?
Ask her about the packet.
Ask her about what?
The packet.
Thanks for your help.
You're welcome.
Hey, George. George, when you get down to the window, will you mail this Christmas gift for me?
Sure, if I ever get down there. Well, look, it's for me. Artie, what are you sending me?
It's a lounging robe.
That's funny. Last Christmas, I sent you a lounging robe.
Well, it's the same loungy robe.
Well, thanks, kid.
And you know what I want this Christmas?
Now what?
A great big sailboat.
Well, in this weather, you can use it.
Senor Burns, will you please mail this package of dishes for me? But be careful with it. It's high-class crookery.
Crookery? You mean crockery. Crookery means that you stole it.
The man in back of me in the blue uniform is a sailor.
Gracie, find out about the scripts. Gracie,
Wait a minute. Gracie, what are you doing behind the window?
Well, I'm taking the girl's place. She went out to look for the package. Oh, George, aren't people silly? You ought to read some of the letters they send. Listen to this one. Dear Santa Claus, please send us a man for Christmas. And if you can't find one, please come yourself. Signed, Brenda and Cabina.
Gracie, you mean you're opening the mail?
Yeah, isn't it fun? I'm so glad I took
place. You know, you can be held for a thing like that.
Well, who do you think the man with his arms around me is, a sailor? Ooh, by the way, it is.
Gracie, the package, we've got
Look, isn't this a sad letter? Dear Santa Claus, we've been waiting for you for a long, long time, but you never come to visit us. If you don't come this year, what will I tell the children? Signed, Mrs. Santa Claus.
Gracie, you got to find the script.
Gracie, get away from that window. We've got...
Hey, you stop pushing!
Stop pushing!
Stop pushing!
Stop pushing!
Wait a minute! We did that! Quiet!
Well, who's next?
Gracie, will you come out from behind that stamp window? We've got to find the script.
Say, sourpuss, get back in line. Miss, can I have a 1-cent stamp?
Well, we've got a 1-cent stamp if you really want it, but if I were you, I'd take one of our 6-cent stamps. They're a little more expensive, but they'll last longer. And they're washable. And besides that, they look very pretty on your tongue.
Miss, I'd like a 1-cent stamp. The one that has Lincoln's picture on it.
Oh, which Lincoln do you mean? Henry Fonda or Walt Houston?
Never mind. Next time I'll go by train.
Well, isn't that a silly man? Next. And what can I do for you, sir?
Remember me, I'm George Burns.
George Burns? Oh, weren't you in vaudeville?
Yeah, we played together at the DeKalb in Brooklyn.
Well, didn't you work with a very beautiful girl?
Yes, and that happens to be you.
Oh, well, imagine running into me. It certainly is a small world.
Gracie, what about the script?
Hey, miss, come out. Get back in line.
Oh, what can I do for you, madam?
I hope I'm not too late, miss. Can I catch the China Clipper?
Well, you might be able to if you put another feather in your hat.
Look, Gracie, what about the script? Will you come
get
out?
Back in line.
Listen here.
Get back in line.
Well.
Look, miss, I've been writing with one of your pens, and I've got a handful of ink.
A handful of ink? Well, thanks for telling me. You may keep it for your honesty.
Gracie, what about the script?
Get back in line.
Look, I'm not getting back in line.
Attaboy, George.
You stay out of this.
Anybody that talks that way to George Burns gets a punch in the nose.
You know who I am?
No, who are you?
I'm the vice president of the Hormel Company, makers of Spam.
You know who I am?
No.
Thank goodness.
Shame. I better get back in line.
Senor Burns, will you mail this package to my brother? It's a pair of steel skin gloves.
It's not steel skin. It's not steel, it's seal.
Steel.
No, seal. Look, what has a flat head, small eyes, a mustache, and a beautiful fur coat?
My brother's wife.
Look, senor, I've got my own troubles, Gracie. We've got to find our scripts.
Hey, George, I got it.
The scripts?
No. Let's have sandwiches and tea with Fibber McGee.
Oh, go away.
George, how'd you make out?
Well, I certainly got a lot of help out of you, Artie. Where have you been?
What a madhouse this post office is. I sat down at that long table over there, and before I knew it, I was Wade stamped an airmail special to Pomona.
Now, look, I've got to do something.
Well, George, your troubles are over. Here comes the superintendent, and he's got my package under his arm.
No. Before I give it to you, miss, you'll have to answer a few questions. Now, what's your name?
Gracie T. Allen.
What are all those T's for?
Well, when my daddy first saw me, he said...
Look, mister, can we have the package
just
now?
Just a moment now. Miss, can you identify yourself?
Well, certainly. Where's my handbag?
Right here, Gracie.
Oh, wait till I look in the mirror. Yeah, that's me.
I can't stand it. This is awful.
Well, never mind. Here's your package.
Well, thanks. Come on. Great, I've got the scripts. Come on, everybody. We've got to get out of here. Ouch!
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 Ouch! Ouch!
Well, come on. Let's get back to the studio. Hey, taxi! Taxi!
And so tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the second episode of Gracie Allen's dynamic play. As you remember last week, George, Bud, and Artie were in the jail, sentenced to be hanged. And Gracie was on her way back from the governor's offices, where she'd been making a plea for their lives. The scene opens with the boys anxiously pacing their cell as Gracie arrives.
Well, this is simply awful.
Oh,
she's been away for hours.
Never get over it.
Oh, boys, I've got some terrible news for you.
You mean we're going to the gas chamber?
Worse than that.
We're going to be hanged.
Worse than that.
Electrocuted.
No, worse than that.
Well, what can be worse than that?
I left the scripts in the taxi.
Oh. And now the Smoothies, Babs, Charlie, and Little will sing. Take it, kids.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleigh in summer night. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to sing this song tonight. Now's the time to bring good cheer.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, Christmas ya llegó. Oyen las campanas que ya Santa Claus salió. Jingle bells, jingle bells, hay felicidad. Todos les deseamos una Merry Navidad.
Now's the time to bring the cheer.
Jingle, 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 here comes joy. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
bells.
Jingling.
Jingle all the way.
Oh, tell us, Georgie.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in our one-horse open daddy.
You've said it.
Jingle bells.
Jingling.
Jingle bells.
Jingling.
Jingle all the way.
We dig you, Georgie.
How I love this time of year when I can always bring a cheer. I know I really love to sing. Some people say I sound like Bing, so now I'm really going to swing. Oh, daddle a doodle a doodle a doodle.
Now's the time to bring the cheer.
Doodle,
doodle, doodle, doodle,
doodle. Now it's fun. Jingle, 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 sing it, bud.
Jingle bells, a happy man I am. Ha, 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 I didn't mention spam.
Yeah. Now's the time to bring good cheer.
Jingle, 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 look who's here. Jingle, 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 Gracie's here.
Here I am, there's nothing more for you. I wish you all good Christmas cheer, a bright and happy coming year. Mother and I, my brother and I, my daddy and sister say, to gather round and sing with us this Merry Christmas Day.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Well, Gracie, say goodnight.
Well, goodnight. Say, George, I just thought of a riddle.
Riddle? What is it?
What did the governor of North Carolina say to the governor of South Carolina?
What did he say?
Merry Christmas.
Good night, all.